Hey guys, I'm John, your host, and welcome to Pondering Nerds, where we're going to talk about Game of Thrones. As you know, or you may not know if you don't watch the show, Game of Thrones has surpassed The Sopranos as the number one show ever on HBO. Now,
holy shit, that's true.
What it says on this.
What it says in our notes. I hope it's true, yes. It is totally true. Totally true. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The Sopranos, like, that was watched in everybody's household back in the day. That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
So what I want to ask is, what is your favorite HBO series of all time, or which do you see as the most successful if you don't watch HBO? Nate?
Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and toss two out there. Like, I really love The Wire. The Wire was a great series. It's set in Baltimore, and it's basically about a cop or a police department and, you know, multiple sets of, you know, different organized crime units. And it's really good, man. They've actually even had ethics classes at one of the top universities were built around this show. Like, they literally made a whole ethics class because of this show. So I thought that was pretty neat. Really good show. Another one, Eastbound and Down, just for comedy stuff. If you're a Pride fan.
Kenny Powers.
Kenny Powers, son. Kenny motherfucking Powers. That's the gist of the show, man. Love it. Awesome. Those would be my two, you know what I mean? And Game of Thrones, obviously, but, you know, I figured that's a gimme.
So does Game of Thrones top those two shows that you liked?
Man, I don't know. See, The Wire is hard because, like, the Game of Thrones is going on now, you know what I mean? And Wire's actually been over for quite a few years now. So, I don't know, man. I would have to say I'm more into Game of Thrones right now, but that's just, like I said, because it's ongoing and I want to know what happens, you know what I mean? But yeah, I'll say that I like Game of Thrones better right now. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. What about you, Mickey? Which show did you like on HBO that topped Game
kinda
of Thrones?
Compares? Yeah.
It doesn't have to be HBO if you don't watch HBO that often.
Oh no, I totally watch HBO. Like, I love HBO. HBO, they are given such leeway to take comedy and nudity and violence and just raunchiness to the next level. I don't know why they get such leniency.
It's not cable.
Well, yeah, it's cable, but I don't know. I don't see other channels take as many risks as HBO. Like, some of their documentary specials are really eye-opening and very revealing. And I watch all sorts of shit, but I like their more independent stuff. I like a couple of shows. There's like a web series that they do, which I just found out about from their Roku channel. There's this thing called The Awkward Life of, I forget what it's called. The Awkward Life of Janine or Genevieve. But they do a lot of really interesting shows on the web, a lot, like, different web series. And there's another show that isn't really getting as much publicity right now, but it's called Looking. It's about the lives of this group of gay friends in San Francisco. Let's see. There's some other ones too. I like Girls. I'm watching Girls now. I wanted to see what the hype was all about, and I dig it.
What is that show about, Girls?
Girls? Yeah, there was so much controversy over it. Like, it's been on for about 3 seasons, and it's pretty much it's like a semi autobiography, autobiographical story about this the head writer Lena Dunham. Her character's name is Hannah Horvath, and it's pretty much, it's about the life of this one girl and all her friends, and they live in Greenpoint, and they're like in their late 20s, early 30s, and they're just living life in New York City and kind of navigating becoming adults.
Like another, like, this generation's Sex in the City. I know that was HBO, right?
Yeah, it's, God, it's so much, I want to say it's like filthier than Sex in the City. Like, it's less refined.
I think everything's been getting filthier and filthier since, like, what, the 90s?
Yeah, kind of, like, more raw and less filtered and less polished. And, yeah, that show's definitely, like a filthier, grimier kind of Sex in the City, I would say. Yeah, kind of like that.
I know sometimes when I'm watching Game of Thrones, I'm like, I feel like I'm watching softcore porn.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Man, totally. I always refer to a scene where Lord Baelish is like, this is when Lord Baelish is still in the whorehouse that he owns, and that redhead chick is like totally finger banging the other chick from behind, like while they're just having a normal conversation. John, what are some of your favorites though, man? What are your, anything stand out to you?
Oh man, the reason why I got HBO was because of Game of Thrones. Prior to like maybe 4 years ago, like, I didn't have HBO. I never watched anything on HBO. I never heard of it. None of my friends watched anything on HBO. So it was kind of like, I don't know. There were shows I heard about of The Wire, but I think I was too young. Like, no one really was interested, like I knew was interested in The Wire. I just knew about that show Oz. I don't know if that was on HBO. Was that on HBO?
Oz was a good show, yep. HBO show, yep.
I heard things about that show. I was like, at the time, I was like, man, I don't want to watch, like, prisoners getting butt-raped. So, like, I don't know. I just never really watched HBO. But until, like, my sister was like, hey, you ever watch Game of Thrones? And I'm like, no, what's that? And then we just decided to order HBO for our home. We got it. We started watching it. And I was like, this is great. It's awkward watching like these sex scenes with you, but
Right. Yeah.
Right now, like, I feel like there's so many other shows on like network television, like AMC, like Breaking Bad. I feel like that should have been on HBO. Like, that kind of stuff, like the violence and stuff, I thought like HBO would have stuff like that public channels that like show during like 10 o'clock at night. Like, I wouldn't think that they would show all that kind of violence and sex and drugs and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
For sure. If you want something good like that though, like, I would highly recommend, if you have HBO Go, highly recommend Boardwalk Empire. It's got Steve Buscemi in it, who you've probably seen him in a lot of films. He's just got one of those faces.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, he plays this bootlegger guy from Atlantic City, and it's pretty much like Breaking Bad, except, you know, it's set in the 20s, but it, you know, it's pretty much, it's the same concept. There's illegal shit going on, and there's people getting murdered, and the good thing about it, you know, being on HBO is, you know, there's titties, and they curse a lot, and, you know, stuff like that. Some honorable mentions, man, I just want to throw out there real quick are, you had Oz. I'm glad you said Oz. Boardwalk Empire was also good. The John Oliver Show, like, I'm really digging that. It's a new show, but I'm really digging that. And another one, The Newsroom. Definitely check out The Newsroom if you want something a little more intellectual. Jeff Daniels will make you feel stupid. Like, he went from Dumb and Dumber to doing The Newsroom, and holy crap, he will make you feel dumb when you watch that show. So anyway, just wanted to throw those out there.
All right, that's some good
suggestions from Nate. Mickey, anything? Any other suggestions?
No, not really. I am gonna revisit The Newsroom though. That one looks really good.
All right. So thanks for listening. We gotta wrap it up now. And I will see you next time on Pondering Nerds. Bye, guys.
Peace.
See ya.
Later.
Wiener, wiener. Motherfucking thrones. Motherfucking thrones, motherfucking thrones, motherfucking thrones.